Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Bad things. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the 2020 presidential debate. No, I'm just kidding. It's only happy hour-ish with Jay and Dan. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
I'm your host, Jay. The better-looking guy over here to my right is my man, Dan.
Are you? You're talking about me?
Yeah, he's right there. You see him? Yeah, I'm just setting you up for something much, much worse.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
What's up, buddy boy? I should call you Mr. Zilla. What's up, man? How are you doing today?
I am doing well.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
I'm happy it's Friday, man. This was a long one. I'm raring and ready to go. I got my bug gun. So last week I was attacked by flies. So this week I'm not fucking around. They are also very good to use on your children because it doesn't leave a mark. Other than that,
you're just a bag of grapefruits. I'm you on the inside.
Oh, Danny boy. So, how you been doing, Danny boy?
I'm good.
Yeah. You look excited.
I need a vacation, Jay.
You do need a vacation, but you can't have one.
I like it how you're going on vacation and you said you notified everyone, but you did not.
Consider this your notification. I'm leaving tomorrow.
You got to quarantine for 2 weeks when you get back.
I got no problems with that. I've been quarantined for like 7 months. So, that's my life now. So, hey, John Beach is here. Hey, John.
What bad things are happening in Philadelphia?
Dude, you know what? I watched that debate much like everybody else did. I'm still trying to figure out the specific bad thing that he was talking about. Because there's always a few, but like, I don't know. I really, that one.
Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Things. Bad things.
It's crazy, things. Man. Yeah. Fucking.
Usually it's bad things happening in New Jersey, but I don't know. Donald Trump singled us out. He's got coronavirus now, though. So
he came to Jersey yesterday.
He probably got coronavirus from Jersey.
No, or he gave all Jersey coronavirus now.
Well, that's not the worst thing he's ever given anybody. So we got a special day today, Dan. Are you excited for it?
We do have a special day. I'm excited for our little guy in front of us.
You see that? We now have a thirdsome. Is that a word?
Mr. Zilla.
Thirdsome.
What is Mr. Zilla?
Mr. Zilla. Mr. Zilla is our new apparel brand that we have started. Of course, Exotica and the large event business in general is really not a thing these days. So we're kind of, anxiously awaiting until we can get back to our real jobs. But for now, we, figured we've kept every full-time employee employed with 3 Expo events. We have for now. That's it, Ted. You hear that? We're coming for you. We've kept everybody employed. We have an awesome group of people. Needed to figure out something that wasn't just, a fun creative outlet like Exotica TV, but also we could actually sell and make some money because, Dan, and as of right now, our official income for Exotica TV is I rolled an extra $14 into it from some of the pennies that we've been getting for the last couple of weeks, and we are now up to a grand total of $81.63. Congratulations.
Come on, triple digits.
Congratulations. And it's all being stored right now in Bitcoin, Ethereum. And we might lose it, and we might be millionaires by the end of
Sounds
this
so
year.
Made up. What I say is once we get over like 103 or whatever the hell it is right now, we take that money and put it into Apple. Hey, my dog's barking.
No, it's not going to happen. We're rolling with the cryptocurrency, Dan. That's all I got to say about that. So,
fuck your couch.
Listen, I usually give us a couple of minutes to talk and stuff, but like I see a couple of other faces here that people I would rather look at. So I can only imagine that everybody else in the world would rather look at. So why don't we bring them in and then we can kind of keep drinking. Well,
these are no stranger to anybody who comes to Exotica, anybody who has watched any of our wonderful programs here on Exotica TV, or if you are male and have a heartbeat. We will talk with, today, two of our flagship stars for the Mr. Zilla brand, superstars, legends. I don't know, I could just
like the hottest chicks in the world. I think that's kind of a label.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and even with unicorns on their ears and shoes as their background, the one and only Rhea Sunshine and Tara Patrick. What's up, ladies?
Yay! Yay!
You know, it's so funny how Dan, when you're like, then the hottest ladies in the world, and Dan's like, yeah,
whatever.
Are you Dan's like not desensitized to all the hotness?
No, he's just old and grumpy.
Grumpy.
No, Dan is super profesh. I have to say, Dan is so super profesh. I have to say that's what the hands down. How long have we all known each other?
You and I, yeah, 20 years.
Exactly. Oh, like, man. Dan would hold my boobs up, like, and like zip my top and keep going. He wouldn't even look. Like, Dan's just like, okay, Tara, your boob's straight. Good. Get on stage. Like, that's our relationship.
I never did that.
I'm going to go on record.
My corset?
I never did that.
With his teeth.
Oh, maybe it was Gabe. Oh, it was Gabe. Was totally Gabe. I think it was Gabe.
I ought to go on record as saying that did not happen. And if it did, it happened at least more than 8 years ago.
Oh, it never happened. 9 years ago, I've been with Kathy, but it never, ever happened.
I know one of you held my boobs in, zipped up my corset. That must have been Gabe.
I remember, because you, at the time I was married to my ex.
Which one?
That's right.
Married to your ex. No. You were married to your ex, and at one time we were all friends, and you were at the harem, and Gabe was your roadie for that weekend.
Yes. Okay, it was Gabe.
Thank you. That Kathy, it was not me.
No, but Ray, yeah, you know what I mean, right? The relationship, it's like, it's so professional. Like, I've had fans for so many years say, oh, if you ever need someone to massage your feet or to hand you baby wipes, I'm like, it's not that glamorous. Like, you know, I mean, a lot of the guys that have worked around us for years are just like, whatever, you know?
It's very true. Like, you know, it's like anything, you know, once you get used to it, it's funny you say that, because I actually posted this on my personal Facebook page, and like, you know, people have this idea that, like, you know, once you get into the business, that there's just like, it's fucking hedonism and crazy and whatever. Right. But realistically, like, a dirty, you know, wet wipe is, there's nothing fun about that. Like, you know, it's the same as if I like McDonald's cheeseburgers, but once you work at McDonald's for like a year or so, like, you're like, what? I could go somewhere else. Like, I'm okay with
this. And I always tell Kathy that, or anybody in general that I could come into contact with, because I've been doing something in adult. And before adult, I worked in the music business with bands. So, you know, I actually saw worse shit.
He was in YMCA. He was in the Village People, actually.
Yes, I was the cowboy.
Yep.
So porn stars are people too. We're normal people. No, we don't throw chairs outside our booths, outside our hotel windows.
It becomes like, right, and you guys know it, like you were saying too before, Ray, like before we came on air, like, you know, you used to have stuff in the background that's just, it becomes white noise to you.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. This thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you missed her. My mom just snuck underneath the
desk. What is she doing there?
She forgot her headphones and she needed to come up here, and we're 10 minutes in. We've talked about your divorce, Tara's ex, popping corsets and
your mom
and wet
crawling
wipes
on the ground.
Well, the way you said it, my mom had to crawl under the desk and grab something.
You're
real
disgusting.
Quick.
Oh my
no,
God.
I'm just saying.
John, one of our regulars on the show. Wait, bring your mom back here. Bring her back.
No.
That sounds worse. Bring your mom back here.
Bring her back.
No, she's cute. I love it.
No.
So the best was, so here's a funny Exotica story for you guys. We were down in Miami and we were all hanging out at Jay's room at his hotel. And everybody was like, it was after the show, everybody's like getting a little high, hanging out. And this is when Jay's mom did not pass out from smoking weed. So the next day, we're just like sitting there talking and we were just talking about it. And I think it was Jenna Hayes said, what? Because I said I smoked with Jay's mom, and she thought I said something like I had sex with Jay's mom.
Oh my gosh.
And then all of a sudden it cycled through the show in like 10 minutes. It was like Dan's banging Jay's mom. Yes. It was it's a bad case of telephone. Okay. Seriously. Okay.
Tell me, telephone.
Dan, tell me it's not true.
Who's your daddy, Jay?
who is your daddy and what does he do? Oh man.
Like, Rhea, do you, after how
who
many
is
shows
your daddy
have you done? How many
and what does
shows
he do?
Three, right?
How many have I done? I think three.
Yeah.
Like in all the cities, have you been to the different cities, or were they all in one?
Miami.
I've been to Miami, New Jersey, maybe two.
Oh, you've only been to two. That's right.
Two. Yeah, two.
Miami and Jersey.
Oh, okay.
We just met Rhea last year.
Yep.
And then, so have you had like your groupies yet? Like have the same guys followed you from city to city, or did you notice?
Yeah. Or like same, like I'll see some of the same fans that like come to features in the area, especially in New Jersey, because like up in the East Coast, the states are smaller. It's so much easier to travel between states. And actually I noticed that my P.O. box seems like a little bit more full of people sending the photos for me to sign and send back. And I'm like, I feel like it's because Exotica New Jersey didn't happen this fall because.
Oh, okay.
It's like, funny you
like
say
a
that.
A lot of people from up there. One guy was nice enough to put in like some cash. So I'm like, sweet, that's awesome.
That was
because
you know, they'll send it with the reverse, like with the stamp already ready to like send it back. And so I've gotten like, with a nice note, like, can you please sign it and send it back to me? And it's like,
One of the first comments that we got here was from our boy John Beach. He said, "I'm sad that I'm not getting my annual picture with Tara this year." And that's like, you know, I think that's what it is. Like a lot of people, you know, it becomes an annual tradition, and then you know, it kind of goes from there. It was funny. We were talking to
watch this, Jay. Shameless plug. But John, you know what you can do? You could have a picture of Tara on your chest by going to MrZilla.com and ordering a Tara Patrick Dangerous Curves Ahead t-shirt.
By the way, this afternoon on Twitter, well, your afternoon, my previous night, when I tweeted, I made a little what's the word? Like, I tried to give the guy some incentive. So I said that any orders placed, some of the first orders, I would send a special custom clip with their order. So
you have that.
You're going to be sending out some Tara shirts.
And if you'll look on the bottom of the scroller, we've replaced it. We've replaced our bad plea for money with Exotica TV with a Mr. Zilla.
Dan's going to do the clips for me.
Yes, actually, Dan, get your butt ready. If you use the code Happy Hourish on Mr. Zilla right now and through this weekend, basically, if you're watching the show, you get 20% off your order, which is far and away like the biggest discount that we're going to give on any of this, because
it's
at the end,
biggest discount we've ever given before.
We started yesterday, but it's a low one. Yeah. So, it's crazy. Some of these shirts are, you know, we're doing, I don't know if people know, like screen printing or whatever. They're like 9, 10, 11, 12 color prints. So like they're a process, man. And we wanted to make them like kind of, you know, as dope and long lasting as humanly possible. So like they're not $15, like, did you touch my drum set t-shirt, you know, on what we're doing, you know, it really, they're super high quality. So, and we, you know what else has been crazy? We've gotten a bunch of orders already.
I swear to God, Jay, you break out of ShamWow right now.
Out of the country.
Down there and killing you.
ShamWow. Oh
no, gosh. But do you have a bug salt gun? Because I do. And
I have a mosquito racket.
Oh, do you have the one that zaps when you like touch it?
I have that.
Good for you.
What do you have, Rhea? Because Florida's very buggy.
Well, actually, no. I have, hold on.
I love the sound of clacking heels. That's my fetish.
No, they're not heels. They're
No, she's looking at your background, I think.
Oh, flip-flops.
I know, but these are my, like, little leopard print.
Her flippies.
Ooh, those are cozy. Flippy-floppy.
Flippy-floppies.
I have you confused. No, I have my spray bottle for Albert, my dog, actually, because he's a yapper. And so I put these all over my house. And so the second he barks, I just, like, give him a squirt because water is his kryptonite. So.
Dude, we used to do that with our dog.
I too. It's just for my dog.
You either squirt him with water or shake a can with coins in it and, like, scare the hell out of them.
I've heard that. I've heard of the can of coins.
Yep.
Yesterday, we actually had a 12th birthday party for my girlfriend's dog, Daisy, who, when Kathy used to go to work, I would always watch Daisy. Every time it didn't fail when Jay and I would get on the phone, the dog would start barking. We actually used a decibel meter on the dog. She is louder than a rock concert.
Yeah, the dog was the fucking worst.
So, like, if Kathy's, like, probably, like, either she's horrified by this, Rhea, or she's pissed that she didn't think of it all sooner.
It's understandable.
Yeah, it depends on the dog. Albert, like, nothing works except water. He's, like, a little bitch when it comes to
what
water.
Kind of dog is
like,
he?
He's been through some crazy ass shit. He's a Pomeranian.
There's my man.
Oh.
Art, yo.
He's been through some crazy ass shit. No lie. Like, escaped like from someone, like knife point, survived the streets of LA like on his own. Like, he's been through some crazy shit. But water, like, if he's outside and it's raining, he just kind of twigs out and like.
Yo, by the way.
So you don't bathe him then, I take it, either. He doesn't get baths.
Oh, he does, just not for me. I like give him to the groomers, have them.
Oh, okay, right.
They're their problem.
Yo, by the way, John Beach just ordered the shirt. There you go. Nice job, really? John. That's
John, you are the fucking man.
Hell of a job.
We will give you his email address so you can send him a special clip.
I got
you. Absolutely, John. I will make you a special clip.
That missed us down in Miami this year. Rhea's hometown. You could pick up the Miami Night shirt featuring Miss Rhea Sunshine.
Love it. Yay. Dude, it's, you know what? I was so excited to get both of you guys on the show because these are like my two of my favorite designs out of the 11 that we put out. It's they're perfect. They're like classy enough that you can wear them out and not be afraid that, like, you know, you're walking out with like a naked girl in your shirt, but they're sexy enough that, like, they, you know, they do the job.
My sweet friend Mitch, I have his order right here. Miami Nights. Thank you, Mitch. We love you.
There you go.
And Dangerous Curved Head.
See,
you guys are so much better at this stuff than we are. Dan and I just sit in a room and are like, hey,
yeah, you guys are the best. We're just going to leave.
What should we do? Like, seriously.
I have to say, though, that you know, Ray had mentioned feature dancing earlier. That is the best thing. And that's what's going to be really hard is, you know, so many of the guys, they look forward. This is what they look forward to the entire year. They look forward to the show. I look forward to the show. I mean, I want to see my friends. So many of the fans that I've made over the years have become friends. I think that's probably been one of the hardest things is just not having the shows, the interaction.
Well, that because that and you're quarantined in a library.
But I love these books.
Don't pick on her. And by the way, Tara, I'm rolling some B-roll video of your stage performance on the Chatterbait main stage at Exotica, so that people can kind of get a feel for it. But we miss it, man. We got our fingers crossed that, like, somewhere along the line, a lot of this stuff gets cleared up and we get back. But, you know, at the same time, Rhea, you have a dance gig next weekend, right?
Yeah. Are you dancing? Have you been
it's
going out?
It's kind of crazy. No, but I do have one. My first, it's in Florida, a little north of Orlando. So yeah, doing it.
Are the clubs open in
Fuck
Miami?
It, it's Florida. They'll let you kill a homeless Florida? Person if you have enough money.
Yeah, Miami, I think Miami clubs just opened back up, and I think Northern Florida has been, like, less cases and whatnot, and they've been opened back up for a little while.
Didn't the governor just open everything? He says, you know what, there's no more restrictions, you can do what the fuck you want?
That's what I heard. But...
No, he...
And then Miami said no, and who knows? I mean, it's always been, you can always do whatever you want.
It's always that power struggle. It's like your local, like, cities argue with the governor who argues with the president. And it's like, you know, unless everybody's of the same mind, then usually there's somebody telling you to do something and somebody telling you to do the exact opposite.
Because what about in New Jersey? What about in Philly? Are you guys open?
Hell no, we're smart.
We moved today to 50% capacity for restaurants. Watch yourself.
Still 25% in Jersey.
Yeah, so we're and you know the real question is like what happens from there. My kids are both home. You know, are home 5 days a week. Let's go home school, not home school, but you know, virtual or whatever. It's getting rugged. Like, dealing with these kids, man, it's just like that shit. If everybody in the country doesn't have a newfound respect for teachers in this country,
you're out
of your goddamn mind. Like, I can't.
I can't.
It takes me an hour to deal with something that, you know, a teacher would just be like, yep, this is how it goes. Like, you know, keep moving.
So,
Well, we take so many things for granted, even just getting our hair done. I mean, how about just going to the salon, you know? I mean, we've been open since May. We were functioning normal and everything's been normal, but we did a full hardcore lockdown for 2 months.
Yeah, and we probably the first time we talked with Exotica TV, you were in the middle of that.
And we weren't.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. That's right. I
in
was.
Terrors in Italy, for those that don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, but the best... So. The interesting thing is like, and with your kids, so there was a thing with some teachers that they're talking about how, you know, with the homeschooling, you know, they're all these kids are in like Zoom or WebEx or something like that with their cameras on. Cause last year when the school year was ending, kids were just like, my daughter, man, I would just go, she like sleep through class. Both my kids were like laying in bed doing the shit. I mean, right.
Yours weren't even awake. I remember it was like 1 o'clock and you're like,
I get an alert. My daughter, my son started college now, but my daughter's she's a sophomore. So she's at my ex-wife's house and I get this freaking notification she knew I was going to get the notification. So she's like fessed up. She's there. Yeah. I missed my English class. I was marked absent because the dog peed in my room and it smelled really bad. So it took me like the whole class to clean it up. I'm like, yeah, this, no.
Well, it wasn't the dog ate her homework.
Huh?
She at least give her a little bit of creative points.
I won't go into other things that she's come up stories. Jay's knows. She comes up with the greatest stories ever of things.
Okay, first of all, if she's getting up at 1 in the afternoon, those are some dancer hours. Like, that's like...
What?
I have not gotten up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's the hardcore thing about being in this isolation, and not just for teenagers and kids, but for us too. There's no concept of time.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you find yourself just... Not knowing what time it was.
I
wake
up every morning at 6:30, no matter what time I'm up to.
I don't.
Take, shower, shave, get dressed, put on actual clothes.
Bro, I got to tell you, I fight to get out of bed by 8:30 in the morning.
I was going to say,
I don't get up.
Oh my God. I have no concept of time.
Yeah.
I mean, I take the dog for a walk.
What about you? I've never had a concept of time, so. It's like
the same. Your room
This has been like my lifestyle. Yeah, I pretty much live in here all the time anyway, so I'm like.
I want to live there with you. I'm being sucked in to her vortex.
Dude, I'm thinking we're all okay with this. Like, seriously.
I have to describe, or Rhea has to describe her room, her atmosphere here. I'm just like, there's beautiful shoes. I want to spin. Is that pole swivel?
Spinning pole. Yeah, I got the pole, spinning pole. I have some colored lights. And then
the marble
shoes.
Floor?
Shoe rack. Yeah, I mean, it's like fake marble, but we'll pretend.
It's marble.
Farble.
It's
a big sign that says the world
it's
is
tile.
This is where you want to isolate, folks.
Yeah.
This is where you want to be in quarantine.
Well, I'm fairly certain that any of the viewers on right now would probably be okay with that as well. So,
Rhea does, though, is make clips. Like, you just go on her Twitter and it's just like clip. For so and so, clip for so and so, clip
Dude,
for so.
She's got like a small country following her on YouTube. So like, like that's kind of what happens. Like it's crazy. Like some of the we're new now. We're new back into Instagram because with the Exotica world, like that shit. You know, there's no such thing as Instagram. Like that's been gone for a while. Dan, please don't make the plea for people to get our Instagram page back. Yeah, it's over.
You know what? I'm gonna try something else. We don't want our Instagram back.
Whatever you do, don't get us our Instagram page back.
We don't want it. Fuck you, Instagram.
So, the same thing happened to me. I woke up and it's like hundreds and thousands of followers are just gone. And there's no rhyme or reason.
And there's nobody, and then, no contacting anybody.
Well, weirdly, not to throw this out there, but weirdly, I got a message from them and I don't care, whatever, I'll put it out there. And they asked me, they said, well, basically, we ask for money to be verified. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And they told me which girls pay. They told me how much they pay. They told me how it works. And I'm just
you
like,
send them over to us.
Yeah,
is
seriously.
It $2,000.
Listen, it is actually for some. But
Jay,
the point
see, I'm
is,
saving us money already.
I mean, I've had a paid platform for how long? It's not even my ego talking. It's just, it's not smart business for me.
Right.
And then to just kind of go in and wipe out, someone's
no, but at the
account.
Same time, what would be nice is if they said, hey, listen, like you pay, like, here's a pro platform. You know what I mean? Like, you pay, like, you know, $19.99 a month or whatever, and you actually get to talk to somebody. You know, like, you get to, like, talk to somebody within the place or, like, you know. And so many, you know, there would be so many people that do that. By the way, Dan, I want to jump in here. We got...
Yes, it's called a website.
We have some breaking news here on Happy Hour Issues. Trump is being brought to Walter Reed Memorial Hospital, where he will spend... 2 days or a few days at the hospital under doctor's recommendations.
Wow.
Crazy.
So, I mean, look, I mean, obviously we don't wish, you know, and if you've been living under a rock, the president, oh, I just got the CNN alert on my phone.
Yep. See, Jay Handy breaking news before CNN. Watch out. We should probably be a real news source.
That's how handy.
But yeah. So, I mean, the president and the first lady both, you know, and I don't know how they both got it because it seems like they don't have any contact with each other.
Yeah, like they're not sleeping in the same room. Like there's, that's not possible. So,
but, you know, so they both contracted COVID-19. So, you know, but some people, look, and we don't wish ill on anybody.
No, I want him to get better so he can get his ass beat in November.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, so some people think that this is all like a pity ploy or just so he can weasel out of, debates,
the town hall or whatever that he's got planned. But I don't want to feel like we're like QAnon on this too and like trying to come up with these fucking weird conspiracy theories.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Yeah, fuck him.
Let's talk about politics.
Like, hopefully it gets better. Hopefully, you know.
Although the one best thing is, and Tara, I was telling this, so there was a couple, like things are just weird. Like,
you could say that again.
It's bizarre. No, we're just like talking. So I see that there was a clip I put on, my social media the other day, and it was of the debate, but it was with the two, with Trump and Biden, but with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly's voices from Step Brothers from the whole drum set scene.
Right,
you know, arguing with each other during the debate, so they just overdubbed that. Then I see you posted, Tara, which I never knew. I've seen Step Brothers 2,000 times, that your calendar's in the background when they're in
that
the
room. That was amazing.
Yeah, and it's about 3 or 4 different months throughout the movie.
Yeah, which is cool. Good for continuity.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I had this idea with, I wanted to do a thing where when we have two stars, like such as yourself, actresses, where I just wanted to give you the script with that scene in it and have you guys each read one of the parts of it. And then Jay took it one step further, wanted to play the video in the background of them with the voices, and you guys would be the voices. But Razor, like, I've never seen that movie, whatever. And I'm like, that makes it even better.
Dude, Dan's been trying to get.
One of us would be Will Ferrell, and the other one would be.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, did you touch my drums?
Dan's been trying to get this. Did you touch my drum skit into the show for the last like 4 months?
Well, the best shit was that our innocent little daughters, and Jay's daughter's only freaking 11, and my 15-year-old, were like, you know, we're doing the scene themselves to each other on the phone because we're such great parents.
That's exactly what we are. That's exactly what we are.
The funny thing is the movie before that, Blades of Glory, I had posted that too.
That's right. You were in that.
Yeah. They called, our scene was cut, but they ended up using the scene where,
Stormy, right?
It was me and Stormy, and they shot, I guess he's the only ice skater to have ever won a Olympic gold medal and an AVN or adult film award. So there's a box cover because he's an ice skater, and his movie's called The Iceman Cometh. And so Stormy and I are in these fur bikinis, like clutching his leg, and they asked us to come down and shoot this box cover. He was very cool. He was very nice, but it was funny because they said, "Will, you know, you're supposed to be like a cave Iceman. Grab a chunk of Tara's hair," and so he was like very, like grab like two strands. And Rhea knows when you're shooting and you can there is a way to pull hair and make it look like you're doing it hard, but not actually doing it hard. I mean, of course, professionals.
Dan does it to me all the time.
Yeah, you can get a good chunk there, but not That's really do it. But he wouldn't do it. He was like, no. And I was like, Will, it's okay. I like it. Go ahead. Just grab a good chunk. And he was like, okay. So, yeah.
But that's great to have somebody like, respectful on that side of it. You know what I mean? Like, you would think they would just walk in. Like, I'm sure it could go the exact 180 degree direction.
Well, I was reading something the other day where someone wrote, like, the top 10 assholiest celebrities they've ever met. And then another fan was writing about the top 10 adult, meanest adult stars he'd ever met. I mean, I guess we've all met someone that didn't live up to our expectations or was really rude. I mean, I will say Will, he was so kind and humble and nice. So that was, that's nice, because I can watch his movies now and not be like, ugh, you know, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, Dan. Do we have lists of assholes in this industry? I don't know.
Actually,
I don't know.
Jay, that's a good segue for our Cat's Curious section.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes, it is.
No, I mean, have you ever met someone like that?
Oh, yeah,
really,
I've met tons of assholes in my life.
So, Tara, you've met my beautiful girlfriend, Kathy. Ray, I think you met her briefly. Kathy always comes up with, despite being with me for 9 years, always comes up with a question that out of the
boggles the mind.
Like, some question that is, yes, love is very blind. It's like, I definitely take my coverage. But, you know, I look at this whole thing and she's just like, she'll just ask me a question about like the adult world. So her question today is, have you ever worked with somebody, ladies? This is Cat's Curious. Have you ever worked with somebody that you had a crush on, and either, or you became a crush after you worked with them, or they became such a complete asshole that you never wanted to see them again? And we do want names.
Burn those bridges, ladies. Yeah, let's go.
So you want the one that we really liked, and then the one that we kicked out.
Oh, you got two?
Go ahead.
Sure. Oh, you're because there's your favorite, and then there's your not favorite, right?
Raya.
Let's see. I, not particularly that I had like a crush on before, but after working with Abigail Mack, definitely was like tingles. And I mean, the only like really negative experience I've had working with somebody was like about a hygiene situation, which I'm definitely not going to name names. but you know, I mean, that was, but I've never had like an experience where they were like really rude or like just so bad, like with boundaries or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's also because you haven't done a boy girl scene yet. There's a rumor that you might be soon, and we'll talk about that.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah, because that's a huge difference going from girl to boy girl. But I could say the same, to quote what Rhea just said. I had an early experience, and I can't even remember his name, because it was a movie that we shot in Budapest. It was a movie we shot in Hungary, and his hygiene just wasn't up to par. And that's always tough, because, I mean, hello, you're being intimate. It's not like you're at home where you can just hop in the shower or you can use, you know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of intimacy there. So you could say, hey, babe, go grab
HR would say, your body odor is offensive to me or others.
Well, I asked him to take a shower and then he came back and I don't know how this happened, but it was worse. So I don't know if like the water activated it or if there was something in the water, but I was just,
I mean,
like,
are you like, oh, hell no, like, at this point? Like, you're just water? Like,
oh, yeah. I won't even do reverse cowgirl. Of course I said hell no. But
what is it? What why not reverse cowgirl?
Cause it's work. I've got to do the work. I've got to do the work and use my muscles and legs.
That's an interesting question. Yep. And I know this is what Kathy would say. Kathy would say at this point is like, you know, is it work? Like, is there anything you won't do? Like when you're just like, when you're having sex at home,
positions that like, require heavy breathing. Yeah.
When you guys are having sex at home, is it pretty much just like missionary and that's it. You're just, you know what?
Because take normal your... people do it missionary.
No,
that's how it
stomach.
Works. Yeah, yeah.
I lay on my stomach like this.
Oh my God. I would say I don't ever want to introduce my wife to Tara, but they're already friends. So like,
I was just going to say, you have a better half too.
Yeah,
come
no.
on. She's got
by the way, her, I would have to guess that that's her full take on it too. It's like well, if I have to work at it, then it's not like enjoyable to me. I'm not trying to exercise. Like,
but,
you know.
Okay. But I'm the slot, but my husband's Italian and he's not, like, he's super active and he'll like kind of prop me up and, you know, do all these things. So
it's like Weekend at Bernie's in Terrace Adventure.
Like Geppetto. Is he Geppetto?
No, he's Pinocchio.
He's
going.
No,
I'm
he's
Geppetto.
You're Pinocchio.
Oh my God.
You're the puppet. Oh, God. Oh, well, he's the wood, so I still think he's Pinocchio. I don't know.
It's very true.
But no, when I worked with I really, really liked working with Brianna Banks. We had a great, great scene. She was incredible energy. We had always wanted to work together. We're both very strong, feisty, dominant type personalities. And I had a great scene with Savannah Sampson. She's sensual, beautiful. I always have wanted, I do regret that I didn't get to work with Tori Black. She's always been my crush. She's stunning.
Hey, notice you're not saying any guys.
Oh, guys? No, you know, actually, no. I had good scenes.
She's like,
guys.
Dicks are dicks. Like, let's just keep moving.
Well, Ray's getting ready to do her first boy-girl scene. So she needs some recommendations. She needs some recommendations for dudes.
But I mean, I was like back in Nam. I don't even know if those guys are around anymore.
It's like literally the best way to describe it.
Around for a while, though. Like, what's that? Like, it's like there's so much longevity for a lot of the dudes. Like, they've been around. A lot of them have been around.
Like, she doesn't want to go Herschel Savage, but she also doesn't want like the new dude, like, you know, Johnny Rocket or whatever the new guy coming in is today.
Isn't that a burger place?
Johnny Rocket. Yes, it definitely is.
I'm high and I'm hungry. Yeah. So
I've heard you would do, you know what? I thought you would love my BB-8 teapot. Did I show you that?
It's a neti pot.
Star Wars.
It's not a neti pot.
I just realized something. You and Stormy would never be on a box cover together back then.
Why?
Because you were either Vivid or Digital Playground, and she was Wicked.
Oh, that's right, because of our contracts. Yeah, yep. And that's the other unfortunate thing that I was going to say. Good for Rhea, you don't have to really deal with the politics and the bureaucracy that we kind of had to deal with. Like, there was a lot. I always wanted to work with Janine. Like, there were just certain girls that we wanted to work together, or even guys. Guys weren't as under contract. That's horrible English, but it was difficult. It was difficult to kind of get together and work together. A lot of the Viv, we were exclusive. We weren't allowed to work with, you know, other girls from other companies. Yeah, Stormy was with Wicked. Tommy Gunn was really cool.
Nice.
Johnny Sin. Yeah, Johnny was, but he was very cool, very respectful. I can honestly say I don't recall having, who was Jack Lawrence? Is that even his name? Hope that's not his real name.
No.
There was a Jack Lawrence, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, right. He was married to Annie Cruz.
Really?
Yes.
Annie's like our, she's like our third leg on the Vivid Radio show.
Right? No, ask Jack Lawrence. I believe
she'd be like the center leg, probably.
Nice guys.
So, Rhea, who's in the running for to take your deflowered adult video?
Well, I can't share it because that's like. All right, to know, and so I'm doing this whole release where like I'm making them wait, so like I can't like reveal.
So obviously for those that don't know, like Rhea's we've known her now a couple years, done all girl scenes, now doing her first boy girl. What's been the process of it? Like, what, you know, it's obviously go ahead.
Lots of dildo scenes, to be honest. Like, I do like not like BG boy girl, I do like DG dildo girl.
It's like that's a thing, DG,
like the cam girl thing, right?
Okay.
No,
by the way, there's a whole different there's a whole different dialect of cam girl conversation. Like, it's shit that I don't even know what they're talking about.
It's like you're kind of like your indie porn, right? Yep. So like I'm even another step further, Tara, where like I'm not even shooting with companies, like I'm just doing it all myself, and I'll hire like videographers and stuff, but then that way I own it instead of them, type of thing.
Hell yeah.
So it's like the long game lore, but yeah, I've done so many with dildos, and I'm actually kind of excited.
Are you ready? You hyped?
We were saying about the super hyped, and it's
you're
like
training.
So well, honestly,
I need the Rocky theme here.
It's hard. It's hard to shoot videos with dildos. Like, I mean, it is just you. Like, there's maybe some.
I do one every Friday.
But it's hard because like I do have to do all the work, and like sometimes you're like really weird, and to like position it correctly, it's
absolutely
it's a bit of a challenge. So it's kind of like I'm looking forward to being helped in that sense.
People don't understand, especially the role that Rhea does take on as a creator, and when, you know, back in our day when we had the boom guy and lighting and make, you know, we had like a whole crew. She does everything, and like she's saying, positioning everything so that the angle's correct, so that it looks good. You can also tell, and fans can tell, the difference in the content, the lighting, the quality.
Or they can't tell, but they can tell, if that makes sense. Like, they don't know that they can tell. You know what I mean? They just, it's what's aesthetically pleasing. And so, like, there's a lot of, like, tricks and tips and all of that stuff. And the technology, obviously, has come a long way in the last 20 years to be able to do all of this.
Well, and if you want to have any type of longevity, I mean, you can't put out crappy content. And you got to be consistent. And that's something, too. We only had to shoot, what, once every few months. I know girls that shoot clips, like, 10, 15, 20 clips a day.
Yep.
I mean,
the hustle is real, man.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's an incredible amount of work. I mean, people think that, oh, they just bang that out in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. A 2-minute clip could take 2 hours by the time you're all said and done with setting everything up and getting, especially if someone wants squirting or a realistic, you know, POV or something.
Why'd you do the air quotes with squirt?
Because you can fake squirt way easier than you can actually squirt. We learned about this.
Some of them want the squirting dildo, and some of them actually, like, I've seen girls do, like, their partner will do the real cum shot off cam, because some fans say too, I'll pay more for real cum. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying Rhea does all this, but I'm saying this is kind of like
squirting dildo stuff too.
Well, she does, yeah.
I pretty much make it the most porn without actually doing porn.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm ready for a dick to help out.
This is going to make it easier.
We were on Ray's Twitter feed, and Leo just looking at stuff for tonight, and there's one video of you where, you know, that you, a custom clip that you made for somebody that, you know, you're covered in, like, goo, but it's fake goo. Is that the Bad Dragon goo, or are you using something else? What is it?
It's proprietary. I've experimented with a lot of different kinds. Yeah. No. I've actually tried out a lot of different things, from making my own to using, like, Spunk is, like, this lube that's kind of white-ish.
Okay.
But I'm never, like, super... There's actually one, I think it's... Like, I can only get it from Amazon UK, so it takes a while, and it's more expensive, but it's called Creamy, and I think that one is really good.
Did you try the Bad Dragon stuff yet?
Bad Dragon is really, really good. I actually kind of like to mix it with some of the other stuff, because, like, it's really stringy, but almost, like, too stringy on its own, but it has that stringiness that none of the other ones have. So, like... It's kind of special in that way, where it's like, you know, kind of that mucusy, like.
And this fake cum review from Ray Sancho. You
know? Those of us with kids know, like, about a year or two ago, the kids making the slime. Like, my kid was running to CVS
still pulling that out
all the fucking
carpet.
Time to buy, like, contact lens solution and glitter and fucking, what else were they putting in? Glue? Elmer's glue. And there was just, like, containers of this slime all over the house. I'm picturing that's what, like, Ray is doing. She's, like, making, like, I'm going to make, like, alien cum. I'm going to make Easter bunny cum.
Yeah, a whole laboratory, no.
T, what was the old school? Like, what was the old school thing that they would use? That would
Cetaphil.
Cetaphil. That's soap. It's like face wash, right? Yeah. See? I knew there was, like, there's a particular...
In, take a shower after
by
set.
The gallon. Yes, by the gallon.
By the gallon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that was a joy when you would send the PA to get, like, enema, douche, Cetaphil, condoms.
I'd love to see the dude walking. Well, and by the way, he's walking into, like, you know, the fucking convenience store at, like, in Cali, like, in the middle of it. They're like, oh, yeah, dude, it's on that... You know, they're used to it. You know, it's not like he's walking into, like, you know...
Like, Fargo, yeah, North Dakota.
Exactly. Exactly.
You do a lot of customs, Raya. What's, like, the craziest request you've gotten? Because I've seen on your feed, there's a bunch of, like, pretty interesting things. What's the weirdest one you've gotten?
It's so hard because, like, it becomes so normal, you know? It's like nothing phases me. So I'm like, oh, they're all normal. But one was really interesting. It was like, he wanted me to shit talk to his girlfriend.
Oh, that almost went a totally different direction. Yes.
No, he really just wanted me to sit there and talk shit about, like, how his girlfriend's such a whore. And, like, it was just really specific and really interesting. And I'm like, I wonder if anyone else has this.
No. And I bet his wife doesn't have it either, or his girlfriend.
yeah, but then I was, like, on a roll. I'm like, oh, this is so much fun. Fucking slut.
I'll get some too, like that, where there was a guy, he wrote something about how his wife had left him for his coworker or something. It was a very involved story. And I was like, listen, I can only get through half of this. And he's like, well, basically, I just want you to pretend, like, I want you to say everything to her. Like, you're my new hot girlfriend. And I want you to just, like what Rhea said, just talk all this shit to her about how you're happy with me and how happy I make you and how we're so in love and we're going to have kids together. And I was like, but this is role play, right? Like, we're not really doing this.
Jay, what do you have, a fucking studio audience there?
Yeah, pretty much. And, like, and I also have
people are crawling by.
I have a cooler sitting next to me. Yeah, it's my Mark was here. He's like, dude, you're out of beer downstairs. So
his mom and his stepdad are in the studio there.
I wouldn't call it a studio. I'd call it a house in Philadelphia. Studio. Yes.
Where are
for
you going
an hour
on vacation?
Ish a week, it's a studio.
We are going to the Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to go spend a week down there. Like, kids have school next week. You know, my wife's still working part of the time. But it's like, dude, we've been fucking staring at all the same walls forever. And so we were like, you know, why not do it in North Carolina and the beach. So we're going to drive down tomorrow. Next week's happy hours will be live from the beach.
So this is going to go well.
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, if rental Wi-Fi, this should be fun. Yeah.
May or may not see you guys next week. I don't know.
Listen,
are you doing your news, by the way?
Oh yeah. You know what? Do you want to do the news? Okay. So
you want me to introduce it to you, Jay?
No.
I'll do a whole cool voice. I'll do like a whole voiceover.
Oh, wait a second. Where's my... Oh, that's why I have it turned down. Okay, hold on just a second here.
Jay's going to do news.
It's... There you go. I like to call it weekly update with Jay Handy. Not Jack Handy, Jay Handy. So, you know, if you like, we want to stay up on the news and like talk about other things other than the shit show that was the debate and Donald Trump now in the hospital. So we're going to go to a much more hard hitting news, like Subway. Did you know that sandwiches in Subway are now too sugary to meet the legal definition of actually being bread? So this was actually in Ireland, so they probably have different standards than in the United States, but literally it went all the way to the Supreme Court and they looked at like how that shit is made.
It's not bread.
And they were like, this actually doesn't qualify as bread. So as
the
you're
meat
eating
doesn't qualify as meat.
No, as you're eating some shitty ass Subway sandwich with like one slice of like fake sweaty lunch ham on it, like, you know that it doesn't even qualify as bread in Ireland. So, and those guys, I'm going to guess they eat a lot of bread. If that makes sense.
For the record, Subway, he said it, not me. So
fuck Subway. They were never sponsoring my shit. I'm moving on.
That shit was so sugary. Imagine how much weight Jared would have lost if he ate a Blimpies.
Seriously. Okay. Oh, God, Subway's so fucking bad. Anyways, the next one, you guys might have heard. I just thought it was hilarious. They had a bunch of parrots that they had to remove from the UK wildlife park after they started swearing at the customers. So what happened was this group of parrots, like during quarantine, they were like, hey, we need to, you know, put these things away. So they put them all in one room and apparently one parrot knew how to swear. And by the time they took him out of this room, he basically just, they had to remove them because they started using obscenities with the guests. So the guests were coming in there.
What'd
and these,
say? Like, did it say in the
you know, it didn't
That's
say,
amazing.
It didn't say, but like, I kind
but didn't
of,
he teach all the other parrots? Like,
yeah,
to
it was one parrot
bad,
that
yeah.
one parrot that knew how to like swear, and he got introduced to the whole
one
group,
bad
and
parrot.
He just yeah, one bad egg ruined
That's
the whole
all it
thing.
Takes is one bad parrot,
and so I just want to go on record as and say
Ray would be hitting it with a spray bottle.
I would rather see a parrot that swears than see a parrot that doesn't swear. Okay, so like, and even with my kids, like, listen. I tell my kids, there's no such thing as bad words, only the wrong time to use them, right? And so, like, you know, if a fucking parrot swears, it swears. Like, I'm down. I like it.
You also wear a Hustler t-shirt to pick up this kid.
actually, it was a Fleshlight t-shirt, but I digress.
Well, what about a Mr. Zilla t-shirt?
Well, the Mr. Zilla t-shirts are, I'm safe enough. Yeah, no, we're good.
They're safe for work.
Yes, they are safe
for
work. So,
pick up your kids in your Mr. Zilla t-shirt.
There was story number three. A man who erected a giant wooden penis on his lawn has to fight to keep it up. So apparently has to fight to keep it up. You get it? Like this guy, insists that it was his wife's idea to carve a wooden penis with a chainsaw and erect it on their front lawn, but he now has to fight the entire town for, you know, to be able to keep this thing up.
Where is this?
This is in Canada. He got, it's in Wilton, New York. It was in meters, so I kind of just figured it was Canada. 2.1 meter, 6 foot tall penis on the front yard that he did because the town stopped responding to like some issue that he was having or whatever. Apparently they showed up and they arrested him for it. They were like, this is like obscenity. And, you know, he ended up like being taken away, charged with displaying offensive sexual material. And he pleaded not guilty. He's going to get that shit like washed or whatever. But good for him. You know, like we could have loaned him the weenus and he could have put it on his front yard, the 6 foot mechanical penis that we have. Another story. Three men, they were accused of creating a man cave underneath New York Central Station. Did you hear about this? These three like managers or whatever, they decided like they found this little storage room and they put like a TV in it and couches, and they would basically say that they were going to work and they would just roll into this thing, and they got busted when it was reported that they were having like little like drunken like drinking parties and like whatever.
Circle jerks.
But below the New York Grand Central Station. So that I thought that was interesting. Last real story. Fucking Rick Moranis, man. Remember that guy? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He got sucker punched in the head at Manhattan Upper West Side. And so they have video of it. Like, just he's literally standing there on the sidewalk. Some dude rolls up with like an I Love New York t-shirt and just punches Rick Moranis in the face.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
What?
Fucking, you don't remember Bob and Doug McKenzie?
No.
The beer drinking Canadian dudes?
Oh, the two brothers or whatever? No.
Great White North?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Rock My Beer?
Yep. Not.
He's a national treasure.
He is a national treasure and quit acting because his wife was sick with cancer, raised the kids, like did the whole thing. I mean, fucking can't punch Rick Moranis, man. That's not right.
I tried watching that movie, but I couldn't get through it because the first 5 minutes they said A after everything. I just was like, no. Like, I couldn't even mute that part.
The best was, Jay, if one of the articles I read,
right,
Chris Evans, a.k.a. Captain America,
right,
actually came to Rick Moranis' defense, and he's fucking pissed. So whoever punched Rick Moranis
has Captain America to deal with.
Captain America's going to beat your motherfucking ass.
Fucking A right. So, and we're going to end this.
So they didn't find who did it, even though they had
there's like a manhunt on for Rick Moranis' like randomly punching guy. I like to end the week update with Jay Handy with just a headline to just like, you know, get you thinking. Maybe you want to look it up or whatever. And this one is California woman dreamed about eating engagement ring. She woke up to find that she really had. That has been another episode of Week Update with Jay Handy. So imagine that, by the way, this chick, she fucking had a dream that she took her wedding ring and swallowed it, or engagement ring, and swallowed it and drank it down with, like, you know, this was just a dream. She woke up and she's like, where's my fucking ring? And
what's the most fucked up dream you've ever had that you can remember?
I can't remember those things.
I sleep ate before, once before. So
did you?
I was like shoveling. Yeah, I was like, I woke up like shoveling yogurt into my mouth. It was like disgusting. I didn't know why. I was like eating so fast. Like I had poured it all, like the whole thing.
Maybe you thought it was just like cum.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
And I was like so tripped out when I like woke up and just like put it away and like went back to bed. But yeah, it can happen. You can like act it out. It only happened to me once that I know of.
That you know of.
Yeah, exactly.
Might want to put those cameras up.
But did she find it? Like, I just want to know, like, did it?
You know,
did it cover the ring?
I got to imagine that the next morning, like, you wake up, you're like, oh, man, I just had a fucking crazy dream. And then you realize it's gone. You're like, there's no way. No way. Like, okay, maybe I did. And, you know, at least if she didn't dream that she, like, you know, stuck it in her ear or did something, like, you know, dangerous with it. I'm glad she... How could you choke down an engagement ring and not have it be something that wakes you up is the question. You know, she's got a big throat.
It was a small engagement ring.
Small engagement ring.
Maybe not all of us marry fucking Italian lawyers.
That's very true.
No. Well, I'm certainly not choking down rings. You know?
Headphones, maybe.
Yeah.
So, So yeah, no, and I think that, you know, it's probably time for another shameless plug. You know, I do have to say that, again, the shirts that you guys have done with Mr. Zilla have been our favorites. We're really looking forward to kind of launching this thing, and it's been like, Dan and I have no idea about the t-shirt business, so here we are. You know, we're just kind of like flopping around and hoping things work and seeing what we can do. But
That's right, guys. Just buy our shirts and we'll figure out how to get them to you.
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy the amount of international traffic and purchases that we've, you know.
Shirt international web traffic.
Web traffic. And purchases, though. I mean, like, dude, some guy from Denmark bought a bunch of shirts. Like,
fucking Netherlands, Jay. Okay, cool. Get your European countries right.
Whatever.
Because they know that, you know, so I was just, that was leading me to what will happen with Exotica. I mean, is the Jersey show, what show
so
could
Jersey,
happen?
Jersey got pushed.
We're trying to find a date in an early part of 2021 for Jersey also, in addition to later.
Okay. Are you going to change any cities, or are all the cities going
to
stay the same?
No, I mean, we're basically going to attempt to repeat what we did, you know, or what we were trying to do in 2020. So the idea is repeat or somewhat duplicate what we were attempting to do or trying to do this year. But the first show of the year back, we want to be New Jersey. So like if, you know, we get the clear in February or March and we can get, you know, they're obviously looking for dates already to get us into these things. If we can get those in, then Jersey, you know, dude, we don't want to skip Jersey. Jersey is like our, you know, it's like our home court. It's, you know, it's the most rabid fan base that we have. So ideally, in a perfect world, which we all know that this is not, you start the year out with Edison, New Jersey. You repeat the 2020 schedule in 2021, ending in New Jersey at the end of the year. So basically doing five shows, bookended with Exotica New Jerseys. How that works and like what, you know, what's happening, who the fuck knows?
Put
you know?
This into a nutshell, people. We're flying by the seat of our pants right now, just like you are.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what the fuck's going to go on. There's a vaccine. There isn't a vaccine. This thing's here. It isn't here.
Well, what's crazy, too, is some of the other shows I've seen, they've tried to go online. No. And there's just no such thing. You can't do that. It doesn't
have
a place.
There is, on a B2B level, somewhat. You know, but when it comes to consumers and comes to consumer shows, like, I'm not trying to, A... Like, you know, anybody that I know that's attempting to do this, it's a maybe a break-even proposition that, like, doesn't really service anybody, but, you know, it just kind of, like, fills a gap. I'm not trying to do that. You know what I mean? Like, when I was a kid, my parents would always be like, if it isn't worth doing, or if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Like, we're not trying to do some half-assed, you know, like, whatever.
That's funny. My father said, don't be an idiot.
Yeah, well... Mine said that a lot too, but
are you nervous, Rhea, to go out and feature? Because I love featuring, and that I miss that. I miss the crowd and just, you know, that's, are you excited? It's your first gig, I guess, in a while.
Yeah,
right?
I'm excited. Yeah, it totally is. Since like February. It's a little bit weird because like I don't even know the rule. Like I'm not exactly sure the rules. Like I'm assuming
like,
they won't be doing. Well, I mean that.
Face.
Yeah, that's okay. But yeah, I know exactly. It's like, okay, am I like, can I do dances? Probably not. I don't know. I'm assuming they're just kind of like taking it day by day too, and just kind of seeing what the rules are. But yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. But I'm excited to be back on the stage and like see people again.
Have you been training like with your pole and everything?
Not really.
Well, you know.
Not really. A little bit.
At least you're honest.
It's hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll
make sure you stretch.
Together.
Stretch. Stretching is important.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm actually running a B-roll of Rhea's. I think it's her fireman thing, like a fireman scene or dance gig that she had. She's I don't know how it's fucking athletic, man. Like people just, you know, they don't seem to understand like what it takes to actually do that stuff.
Well, it's always the people that are like, oh, I could do that pole. And it's like, what? I mean, yeah, they're so eager to tear strippers down or just, you know, they think there's no skill set involved in.
Yeah, like we do at Exotica, we do the pole dancing championships.
That shit's crazy.
It's incredible.
And you watch that shit, like some of the shit that happens.
Oh, I do.
Happens?
I leave
it's
my booth just for the pole dancing. Trust me.
Yeah, no,
it's badass.
Yeah, it really is. It's you know,
there was a girl, I mean, she did some kind of flip. I don't know. Her shoes flew off. Helen was like, should someone get her shoes? Like, some of these girls just go off. I think it's incredible.
Ray, what was like when you first like hit the stage? I mean, did you go like balls out, like pole everything? Well,
I want to add to that. Like, so Ray, the first time that you ever like actually got up at a strip club, like what was the scene? Like, what did you just randomly, were you like, I'm going to do this? Were you working towards it? Like,
well, no. Okay. So I started out as a regular stripper, like before I did any cam stuff or video stuff online. Right. And before I featured, but I had like grown up dancing and liking the stage. And so I was like really comfortable on the stage, but then I'm like, wait, I have to talk to people and like,
wait, so I actually have to deal with them.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, okay. Like that was the part that I was like really nervous about and like selling dances. And then I'm like, okay, like giving lap dances. I don't know. But I was like, the stage was fine. I was like, leave me up there all day long. Like I'm down. But yeah, I'm like, but it was fine. Then I was like, oh, wait, I'm giving a lap dance. It's just like dancing on stage.
So what, and like, Dan's drunk. Dan just actually texted me to tell me I'm drunk, period. This is
I was laughing too hard. I was going to text I'm high, too.
No, but I know what you're saying, because doing your show, okay, performing your show, there's that, I don't want to say barrier there, but you're performing for everybody. So you're kind of in your own element, in your own world. But then when you have to step down, it becomes a little bit, you know, it becomes a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
Someone else is in your space. And interestingly, the first time, I had never been a house girl. I never danced. They just threw me on the stage to feature. It was in Chicago. I was so nervous, Rhea. I fucking forgot to take people's money. I didn't take any money. I just did my show and got off the stage because I was just like,
you were like, something like when you first started dancing, like you didn't do shows like you do now. You pretty much just like strutted around. And like somebody said something, I'm like, dude, she's Tara Patrick. She doesn't really need to do anything else.
Well, but going
she
back
won't
to
do reverse cowgirl. She ain't gonna
before.
Fucking dance on stage.
Dude, you know, here's the crazy thing, and I'm gonna go to the fourth wall here just so people have an idea. And then Rhea, like, you want to get a little time machine and go back like 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So at their peak, and I remember the numbers crazy. I'm gonna give up what your rate was per show, Tara.
Oh, go ahead. It's okay.
Tara, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Tara was $6,000 a show. No, I'm sorry, $3,000 a show with a 6-show minimum.
Yep.
$18,000 a weekend, people.
Yeah.
Now it's like OnlyFans. Now the OnlyFans girls laugh at that probably, but it was like
Duffel bags. I had those snowboarding bags full of ones. I used to pay for things in ones. And I went to like
Jesse Jane, like the three of you, like we were on the circuit at the same time. And the numbers were just crazy, like for people.
But the featuring back then was really our bread and butter. I mean, it was like we would do a movie, you know, every few months, and then we would
have social media. No. We had MySpace we had.
Oh my gosh. And you used to get so much shit over your top 10. Who's in your, I'm not in your top 10 anymore.
I remember that. Jay, you would have been in my top 10.
But no, Rhea, I didn't know how to dance. I didn't know how to do shows. I didn't have that experience, you know, of being in a strip club and kind of knowing how it all worked. So as you're learning, when you're like, you know, when you shoot clips and customs and just the business in general, when you're learning as you're going, or fake it till you make it, as they say, so many people used to tell me, oh, you don't have to do a show. You can just get up there and poop on yourself and people will throw money. And I was like, I don't really want to do that. You know, I want to actually... What's that? I want to do some work
on yourself.
I took Chopper. Chopper came with me to a lot of clubs.
Dog Chopper. God rest his soul. Poor little guy.
Bless his heart. But
Chopper.
Kidnapped by a fan, held for ransom. Rhea, our dogs have some street stories.
So Tara's dog.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Tara's dog. She had a Chihuahua named Chopper, and Chopper went everywhere. A fan actually kidnapped Chopper, they were going crazy looking for Chopper. Like,
said, well, like, was it, like, so that they could get to you, like, get access to you? Or
it was girls, right?
Yeah, it was two girls, yeah. We're not really sure because they didn't make contact, like, in between. I think it was about 2 weeks when I was finally like, I'm going to kill myself and end it all. Everyone was like, slow down. He's going to come back eventually. And then they called. I think we went on Howard Stern. We went on Howard Stern. And what, who was that guy, world. Gary? He was like, so do you promise to have sex with the fan that brings him back? And I was like, yes, I'll agree to anything. That's him. Yeah, he was like, you have to promise that you'll sleep with the first fan that brings him back. And it was just nuts.
Was this the
story.
Old...
story? That's insane.
Were these the old school Howard Stern days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. He was on Satellite, yeah.
That shit was so... Back in the day, man, Stern was just like... I remember getting their advertising deck of, you know, what... I mean, literally, 30-second commercial spot on Howard Stern when he was on K-Rock was like... $10,000. You know,
we went on another business I had, an e-commerce business. We went on there and did something, and just in the time that it was something with Houston, the adult, you know, the gangbang star.
Dan sold her vagina. Go ahead.
Yes, we sold her labia, but that's a whole nother story. I've gone from selling labia to t-shirts, Mom. Aren't you proud,
Mr. Zilla?
There you go.
But anyway, we went on there, and this is like, you know, infancy days of internet. We had like a million hits in like a half an hour. Back then, that was like crazy. The site was like, we had it running on like three different servers. I mean, it was fucking nuts back then.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy.
And now here we are.
That's
right.
And now, it is interesting going back to what Ray had said about how things that are just normal for us, our normal.
We don't have a normal.
Dan is literally anything from normal.
Bring me, like, I had a guy last year bring me my fleshlight and it still had hairs on it. I was like, okay, listen.
He obviously did not wash that in the dishwasher. Like, thank you, Dan.
I can handle so much, but you have to at least clean it
During the quarantine, I've been like purging my house, just cleaning like my basement out and like the crawl spaces and my old office and desks and all that. And I'm just going through stuff and the shit. With kids, obviously, I just like hide shit away because I never wanted them to find it. So I found this like giant, like a bunch of original artwork from like magazines, like comics and stuff. I found a Tara Patrick signed fleshlight along with your book, which I got mentioned in your book. Did you, Jay? No. Okay, next. What else did I find? I found like a bunch of DVDs and stuff. And the funny part is I'm going through the DVDs and I'm just cleaning out something, speaking of DVDs, and I came across VHS of Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I was going to say, you did not say you found a VHS of me because I would crawled through the...
No, but my son's there like, Dad. I'm like, what? He's there. He holds it up. It's Pulp Fiction. He's there. Porn? I'm like, no, dude, that's Pulp Fiction. You're going to be watching that tonight.
Oh, he hasn't seen it.
Never saw that. But...
Bust out the VHS player.
I've had two fans. One... He What's brought me a VHS. Smart a fan ass. Brought me a VHS got sign. I was like, what? And it was Asia Carrera.
I'm friends with her on Facebook. And it's like, she is so fucking smart, Asia Carrera. Do you know who Asia Carrera is, Rhea?
I know of her, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Don't look anything alike. I mean, how would you? No.
Her daughter, though, just speaking of Asia, though, her daughter is like, 15 years old, and she's like a junior in college.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, wasn't Asia?
Yeah, she's super
smart. Anyway,
yeah, way above all of us. We're just here.
But wait, we're getting some.
I should have just signed it, been like, there you go, Asia. Yeah. Love Asia. Have a great day.
Let's see. Just read some of our comments here.
Please don't.
John Beach wanted to know. Let me know about your tickets for New Jersey. Will be honored.
Yes.
And you'll have plenty of time to book a hotel. Don't you worry.
Yep.
Jason, can't wait for Exotica next year, New Jersey. Exotica rocks. Thank you, Jason. Tara, love from Spain. That's Canadac.
Canadac.
Yeah. Blue wants to know, will the record ever be broken? I assume he's thinking of Houston 620. Anybody want to make it 621 gangbang? I don't think so. OnlyFans ruined that for us, Blue.
I thought it was like 900 something.
It might be. Oh, Annabelle Chong or somebody, or somebody.
Yeah, like wasn't there like 1,000? I think she,
no, Annabelle was the first one. Jocelyn St. Clair was the second one, and Houston was the third one. I think that was it. And yeah, John Beach also said he just wants to get lap dances from Rhea and Tara and rub your backs. Is that too much to ask?
Bring the biofreeze too.
I'm gonna need it. Wear your, make sure you wear your Tara Patrick t-shirt.
Gay. What made Ben gay?
I don't know.
Vic's rub. Bad joke. Think about it.
Vic's rub.
You know the Vicks rub, the Vicks that you put on
your Vicks vapor rub?
That made Ben gay. Ben gay, the stuffy cream you put on for
AK. I got it, Dan.
Oh my god.
I got it.
Jay didn't get it. He's too busy, like he's being stalked by a lantern fly.
No,
I was just gonna say, like Jay's like,
I just turned purple. Like my
the sun is blaring into your room.
It's crazy. I don't even know.
Are the guys on your roof, by the way?
What's that mean?
On the roof still?
No, but the refrigerator is. So they're going to come back. I have these guys. So all the houses in Philadelphia are like row homes, and they face, or they the backs like are up to each other. And so the guys on the third floor of this house crawl out their window and smoke weed on the roof. And like, that's like their thing. And it's like normal. Yeah. And so the other day I came upstairs and there was a mini refrigerator on the roof now, which means that they've stepped their weed smoking game up. They're now,
they've got like a whole roof deck, right?
I do. These guys live in like a third floor apartment or whatever that like, that now has a small, small refrigerator. So
I featured in a club. It's funny where I remember featuring and going into the dressing room, because usually we have our own dressing room, but each one of the dancers had their own mini refrigerator.
Like, see, usually that's pretty cool.
Right? I thought that was kind of cool. And like, it was so they could bring their salads and they could eat healthy and stuff. And I was like, you know what? If I was to design a strip club, boom, this would be it. It was like a little mini dorm.
Knowing you guys so well, and over the years I've heard like from a variety of people different stories. What are the three things, Ray, start with you, that you can't travel without when you go on a featured gig? Three things.
Well, so I'm a coffeeholic, so I actually bring, like, it's like a Keurig type thing, but I bring it with me. Because like, you never know, like, if the hotel is going to be close to like a Starbucks. Like, I've been to places,
and you don't ever want to drink hotel room coffee. Don't ever drink hotel room coffee. That's not a,
it's not even, and I like I drink a lot. Like, I'm kind of, it's like my vice. Okay,
how many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
I don't know, 80.
That's a lot.
Eight-ish. I don't know. I kind of like nurse them throughout the day, right? Okay. So it's like maybe not that much, but I just like, it's like my like security blanket. Like, okay. I have my coffee always. So okay. So I have to bring my coffee, and I bring my coffee pods. But yeah, it's kind of ridiculous setting it all up. What else do I bring?
But it gives you such pleasure. I mean, just having a hot cup of, and you know, you don't want to call room service for a $19 pot of.
Oh, Jay does all the time when we're traveling. I love seeing the hotel bills, Dan. Afterwards.
Shut up, Dan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jay gets a pot of coffee, a carafe of orange juice when Adrian was around. What the hell are you guys doing with this shit?
No, it's when we're at shows, like, you know, if you're traveling constantly.
If it's like, good, you know, too, like, you don't know. Yeah. Like,
all right, so you got coffee good, maker. What's number two?
Coffee maker. I don't know, just like all my fucking makeup and all that stuff. I definitely have like a way I like pack everything too. Like, I have two suitcases. So I have one that's all routine stuff. I actually bring like a portable light too, for like the pictures for the merch. But yeah, I have like, you know, all my routines, my heels, my blah, blah, blah. And then I have like the other stuff, which is just like makeup, shower stuff, you know, like underwear, socks.
We gotta get you some Mr. Zola shirts to sell.
Seriously,
yeah. Mr. Zilla
shirts, like that shit, Jay, huh?
Oh yeah,
it's impressive. Sorry, I was distracted because I am looking at a B-roll video of Rhea doing like some bikini try-on video. It's very, very distracting.
All right, so Tara, what are the three things that you can't three weirdest things or oddest things. Let's just
No, just three things. Like, what are your go-tos? Like, what are your staples?
No, the same. Like, she's. I have a little electric kettle. It's probably about 8 ounces, and it's just enough for like 2 cups of tea or whatever. And I plug it in. I always bring that, and I always bring tennis balls because they're. I get so much tension, and I use them on the airplane seats or in the hotel room. They're just great for.
You ever start juggling them on the airplane?
No, because I'm too busy rubbing my.
That would be awesome.
I'm too busy rubbing my scapula. Well, no, because I do this the whole flight, so it's like I'm just totally trying to press my back
that
and shoulders.
That doesn't look weird at all.
Right, and then I've had.
Oh, to be the guy sitting next to Tara on a plane.
No, behind me, he's like this bitch because I'm constantly like that annoying person moving my seat. And right, it gets weirder. I wrap around my tennis balls my stretchy resistance bands, right? Because that releases tension. So like sometimes I've got the balls on my feet. And I'm giving myself a foot massage and I'm like stretching. And essential oils. I love peppermint oil, lavender oil, and oregano oil because the oregano is good for like, you know, just your health. And peppermint. Tori actually caught me constantly like crouching down and sniffing it, and she was like, what is that, give me some.
Do you guys like Kathy?
I'm like, it's peppermint oil, girl.
Kathy had another question the other day. We don't have to put Cat's Curious up again, Jay, but
you promise.
She said, like, with both you guys, because you're, you know, you're both, I mean, you know, Rhea, you have, you know, 3 million freaking Instagram followers, and God knows how many your YouTube videos get, like, millions and millions of hits. And Tara, you know, you're Tara fucking Patrick. I mean, you know, you've been, you know, Playboy, you know, every magazine, you know, million, you know, mainstream stuff. I mean, it's crazy. Do you guys ever get recognized from people, like, when you're out?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Like tons. And is it ever, like, are people respectful of it when they see you?
Oh, yeah. I think
I don't get recognized a lot, but when I do, they're nice.
Yeah, I think too, a lot of times, I mean, listen, I've been in the business for how long? I'm a mother now. I will say I'm so grateful that my fans have, I mean, obviously most people know. I will say there's a difference. A lot of the younger guys, they tend to be a little bit more like, you know, not as respectful. Like, they kind of, I wouldn't say disrespectful, but they already have their phone out and they want a picture. Whereas some of the older guys are like, okay, she's
at least it's just their phone.
Yeah, right. But I wasn't trying to sound arrogant by saying, oh, yeah. No. But I mean,
Tara, you're also 9 feet tall. So, like, it's probably, you know, it's a little bit. Or, Rhea, how tall are you?
But living here in Europe is different. People here are a lot more. They're just a lot more family oriented. I don't know. The culture here is definitely a lot more calm. Like in LA, no, absolutely, people will interrupt you while you're eating. They take, you know, they take up your time. But I think here people are just a lot less starstruck, maybe.
Here's a question about it. This is something that's, I mean, just made me wonder. Do they have American
Dan's curious.
Do they have American food in Italy?
No.
Like, do you go to an American restaurant? Because, like, I go to Italian restaurants here.
There's not one.
It's a valid fucking Rhea.
No, it's a legit valid question. And you know what? It's very funny. Question. No, it's very funny. I mean,
Jay
the
hates
northern
Italian food.
What's that?
Jay hates Italian food except for pizza.
Well, but here's the funny thing. Italian food in America is very different than the Italian food we have here in Italy, especially in the, like, I'm in the northern region, the southern region.
So you're more like white sauces and, you know, and not as much red sauce.
No, and we don't really eat much pasta. It's more fish. It's more like I'm up in the northern region by the Dolomites. We have like truffles. It's just a whole different, it's just a very different type of cuisine here. Whereas, like you're saying, yeah, in the south, they have the carbonara sauce. They have the heavy sauce. They have the red sauces, the spicy sauces, a lot of pasta.
And the real deal is, like, every major city in this world has the same goddamn food. Like, you know, it's
Italy. No, though, I will. So back to, not to cut
right.
you off, but Italians are very, very. I don't want to come off and say it's, because I'm not saying this in a negative way, but mm-hmm. that is the one thing that I do miss here. It's very closed here. We don't I've not seen a Starbucks. There's no Starbucks. We don't have Starbucks. Are you kidding? Italy would never allow. They just have McDonald's? A very different coffee culture.
Because Jerry's McDonald's. Not coming if you don't have McDonald's.
No.
No McDonald's. There's got to be McDonald's in Italy. There's
probably maybe in Rome.
But that's what I'm saying. Like it, the difference is like you can't go to a major city anywhere in the world and judge what that country's food is by it. Like, you know, if you go to France, if you go to like you fly in and like you can have Vietnamese, you can have French, you can have American, you can have cheeseburgers, hot dogs, French fries, like, you know, whatever. But I don't know if they're French fries, but
we don't have one Mexican restaurant here. We don't have any. It's no.
Well, because they can't get over there because we built a giant wall around them.
Well, I also think that it's just the mentality of the people here. They're kind of like, why would we eat anything else? Like, I'm Thai. I've never seen in 5 years. I've never seen another Thai person here. Never.
Really?
I've never met any that's other interesting. Asian in Chinese. That's about it. But
so here's a question. Speaking of like cities and states and areas, Rhea, which state has the most rude club patrons? John Beach wants to know.
Oh, well, like which category of rude?
which category of rude? We'll wait for the 10-second delay for John to answer.
No, but that's still legit. That's legit too.
So wait, what are the different kinds of levels?
Well, what are the different kinds
like
of rude?
There's like the grabby rude type.
So the Ron Jeremy
or rude. There's like
the cheap
not
rude.
Really pay you, like, you know what I mean, like they expect a lot and they don't want to pay rude. I don't know, so it's like there's different ones.
Which what's the worst kind of rude?
No, by state
the worst kind of rude would be the cheap rude.
yeah
cheap rude is worse than grabby rude.
Well, yeah. Like, it's, Ron like, Jeremy it's so rude, petty. Yeah. It's like there'll be people who, like, sometimes try to, like, recycle the money from the stage. So people will throw it, and then they'll sit there. And they won't, like, take it to steal it, but they'll take it
to pretend it's
it
yours.
As if they're throwing. Yeah, exactly. As if they're, like, giving you tips and stuff. And so, like, I'll scold them, lecture them.
The reason why I hate the cheap.
Hold out, like, a dollar or, like, a five, and they're just, like, sitting there waiting, like,
she's okay, gonna come to
here. Come give me a show, and you're like, dude, that's not how it works.
What I hate about the cheap rude is the bartering. The prices are set. Like, I'm sorry, it gets
like, hey,
like,
can
if
I,
you keep chicken. Bartering with me,
I will
it just
this
gets higher.
For a lap dance,
dude. That's what? The move, though. You're just like, you know, oh well, could you do it for, you know, 20? That shit just went to 30.
Like, some of them are just like, you're gonna want to pay me, and I'm like, right. He's like, well, I have a huge cock and I'm hot. It's like,
dude, do dudes roll
why
up?
Why are you here then?
I always hear the stories of guys rolling up with like dick pics on their phone, and they're like, yo, I should be in the adult business. Like, look at this thing. Look at this monster.
Yeah.
Does it happen?
No, it's a strange reverse thing. That's happened, or they'll bring their girlfriends or their wives, and some of them
they'll
are
be like,
super,
tell
super,
them. Come on, tell them. I can do this.
Girl say, and this started a whole thing. She was like, I would so do this. I could so do what you do, but better. I mean, my body is incredible. Like, she literally sat there for 10 minutes and was like, I would kill all you dancers. Let me tell you how I would just.
Yeah, that's probably not the way to start.
Ray's there, like, Ray, you just be like, come on, pull her up.
Yeah, like, okay, no. Go for it.
Ray is also like,
do,
if
any, like a passive aggressive
$5 bill.
If anybody's going to go one-on-one with body types, like, Ray might just stomp on anybody. So it's kind of like, it's.
She flings her around. Yeah,
she's just like, pff, boom. Of course, I'm the one that's watching all the B-roll of like, you two like dancing on stage and doing stripper pole things and, you know, whatever. So I
did have a girl come on stage once and she didn't want to leave. She wouldn't get off the stage. I was like, okay,
time
well,
to go. We've had enough. Did well, she start she to pick up your dollar bills?
Well, I would have done that, but I would have let her do the work. Right. You know, she could have done
of course
all the
you would.
Moves.
Sit there and just tell her what
do you do watch. Reverse cowgirl? Okay, fine. Pick up my dollar bills.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Well, this has been nothing but exciting, and I know I appreciate both. I don't know if Jay does.
I totally appreciate it. I appreciate it more than Dan.
Happy hour. You've been here for a happy hour and 25-ish. Rhea, remind everybody where they can find you online.
Rhea'sRoom.com is my website. Rhea Sunshine TV on YouTube.
Don't forget the double underscores. Come on, I've been waiting on this. Double underscores. Oh, I love this. This is my favorite part of Rhea being on Exotica TV.
Instagram and Twitter is at Rhea, R-E-Y-A, two underscores, double underscore sunshine.
Not one.
By the way, I actually, when I set it up this time, I put like a little line break in between the two, just so that it shows that there are actually two of them. It's one of the more unique usernames that we've seen.
It depends on the font you use.
Yeah. Next to your zero on your keyboard, hit shift and then hit that those two line buttons twice.
Dan's just proud that he knows how to do underscores.
Shift. Don't forget the shift because that is two hyphens.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I'm fucked up. Tara, where can everybody find you?
TaraPatrick.com.
Yeah.
And Tara1Patrick on Twitter. And check my pinned tweet to get your very own Mr. Zilla Tara Patrick t-shirt.
That's right.
Order now because I'm going to hook you up with a nice clip.
Seriously. And go see Rhea next weekend at Porky's and somewhere in bumfuck Florida.
One of our guys already came on. He said he's going to be there. He's like, I get a photo with Rhea tomorrow in Orlando? So
bring your mask. Wait. Don't spread the plague.
And
by the way, if you take Mr. Zilla shirts and you put them like this, they double they work as a face mask covering.
Yes, exactly.
And plus it stretches out the collar, which means you'll buy another one.
This is very true too.
Look at that logo behind Jay. Look at that.
Beautiful.
That's dope as fuck. You know, Mr. Zilla is like fucking the man.
And so like we said earlier, we have the promo happy hour-ish is going to be 20% across the board off of everything on the site. That's good through Sunday evening. So as this show kind of continues to replay throughout the weekend and all that stuff, definitely check it out.
We're international, right?
Yeah.
We're everywhere. There's people in Amsterdam buying your shit, in freaking Denmark. Where was the other
UK.
Place?
The UK.
UK?
Yep.
Those fucking Brits know how to have fun, too.
That's right. Dude, we had one guy in the UK just basically order, like, all of the shirts.
He bought one of all your shirts. He bought you, Tara, Rhea.
And by the way, so
Hansen, Roxy.
Let me run through these real quick as I have them on screen. So we have Tara's shirt. Amazing. Rhea's feels super Miami-ish. I love it. It's like, it's perfect. We also have a Brandy Love shirt. And that Ted, our graphic designer, did an amazing job with kind of setting the background on. We have a great, for the weed smokers, we have the Field of Dreams t-shirt, which that's
Revolution.
Definitely the one I'm going with. Jillian Jensen. Jansen. Get these all mixed up. Super All-American. Our friend Ling, Fang Ling Lee, an artist at our shows that does a ton of our stuff. This one's the one that's like the print quality of these things are just like crazy. So, you know, definitely check out hers. And then we have all of our random, like, Mr. Zilla branded stuff, which, everybody
pretty
should.
Cool.
It is pretty cool. It's like Jesus on toast, but it's not really Jesus. Yeah. And
maybe next week, Jay. Wait, you're going away, dude. How am I going to get my Mr. Zilla shirt?
It'll be here when I get back and then I'll send it to you.
I want mine. No, I want it next week.
Yeah. Well, too bad. You want a lot of things, but you know, it's what it is. So
I want to dance.
I just want to dance.
Who's modeling our shirts?
Jay wants to go kill bugs and go hang out.
Who's the random dude? Nobody. Those are all kind of like, it's like some one random dude. But
because he's kind of hot from the lips down.
Dan. He looks
good in my shirt.
Yeah, he was modeled after me when I used to have hair.
Dan. And a six pack.
I used to look like Mr. Zilla. Maybe I am Mr. Zilla. Maybe you're Mr. Zilla.
No.
John Peach, you're Mr.
Zilla. Did we do this before? Like, here you go. I'm gonna just put Mr. Zilla's thing right over your face and we'll just call it a day. All right, Dan, talk us out, baby.
All right. Well, for Tara Patrick, Rhea Sunshine, me and Jay,
who's
telling
me?
You guys, wear your fucking mask. Don't be assholes. Cover the face, Dick. That's your nose. Stay safe.
And stay sexy.
And don't be cheap.
Don't be cheap.
Yeah.